Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, here we go. After the quick break, we are back here at Donovan West High School, match number two of this TBL try, and we saw Donovan West beat Onega in three sets in our first match tonight, 25-12, 22-25, and 25-12. Again, Kirk Hillman in studio, Crendon Prophet alongside Brandon Tabman with you, getting set for the Buffaloes for a second time. Now they take on the Axtell Eagles.
Yeah, Onega, great opportunity here to kind of bounce back and kind of reform and take away what they were able to do in game number one against Donovan West. They had a lot of great positives. We talk about set number two, which they won 25-22. It was a great set. You lost a lot of great things. There was no serving mistakes, errors, and they played very clean, and they had a nice run to get things going. It was just in set three where things kind of fell back down to where it was in set number one. But, again, things were getting going for Onega, and we'll see a lot of great play from Lily Weiser, the 5'10 junior year, in game number two for Onega. She finally found a comfortability getting up there, getting great sets for herself, and being able to find good spots to hit the spike. So we'll see how Axtell reacts here to Onega, who's already gotten themselves a little comfortable here tonight.
Well, Axtell's in a good spot right now. They come in with a record of 5-5. They are 3-2 in league play, and they are right now in fourth place, or at least tied for fourth in the standings. Lynn and Donovan West, after Mustangs win earlier tonight against the Buffaloes, all sitting at 3-2. In league play, so obviously this is a good opportunity for Axtell tonight. And of course, we'll see the Mustangs and the Eagles, and obviously that's going to be a nice little one for league standing implications here early on, as right now everybody looking at Valley Heights, Hanover, and Centralia, the top three teams and the three ranked teams currently according to the Kansas Volleyball Association. So the Eagles tonight, the road blue uniforms, white numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in red, and the same black uniforms for the Buffaloes for their second matchup, trying to bounce back after the three-set loss to D. West in the first matchup this evening. Again, thanks to our area sports boosters, making our broadcast possible all throughout the season, not just here on the hardwood, but on the gridiron and all throughout our sports season. So as we sit on the stage here at D. West, Axtell will be on the left side, meaning they are hitting left to right. Buffaloes will be on the right side of the floor, hitting from right to left.
Tell you what, both these teams very competitive. Since 2020, it's been 2-0 matchup sweeps in each in single season. Last year, it was Axtell who won last year against Onega 2-0, and the year before that, it was Onega who won those games, and then Axtell, and then Onega, and then Axtell, just until 2020. So these two teams, great rivalry between each other. We're going to see it here in game number two of the evening.
So we're getting the lineups all situated, and Axtell from left to right will have the opening serve, and it's going to be Caitlin Detweiler to lead it off for the Eagles. Record of 5-5, swings it through with the left and an easy ace. I don't think the Buffaloes are quite ready for the heat behind that, and just like that, it's a 1-0 Axtell lead.
Yeah, great start from Detweiler, getting an Axtell ace for the first point.
So off and running, Detweiler again. And that one a little bit too strong in a 1-1 tie. First meeting between these two here in 2024. Crendon just kind of went through a little bit of the history between these two teams over the years, and see who gets the early edge here in 2024. A diving effort on the back line, but way up into the stands, and it comes back into play, but Axtell getting the point there and leading it now 2-1.
Yeah, it was a great dig opportunity for Addison DeChan. Just unfortunately just couldn't keep it into a good enough of a play for her Buffalo teammates.
Axtell's got some good height right now on that front line as Audrey Kostel will send across the serve. Buffaloes finally get one back on the Eagles side. Near side, lazy on the spike. Buffaloes there to defend it. Right now, Axtell scrambling. They can't get it back into play, and that was missed hit by McClellan. And a 2-2 tie here. We have alternated the first four. The line changes continue throughout here, early part of set number one. Buffaloes will send back Weiser, who we had talked about a lot in those last two sets. Right now the Buffaloes, middle of the floor, pushing it front left, third try, swinging it away and getting it across. Now far side, Strothman with a spike. High into the air and out of play, but it was last touched by the Buffaloes. So Maggie Strothman, the point for Axtell, and their lead is now 3-2.
Yeah, you mentioned that height earlier, especially for Axtell. And, you know, I'd kind of compare Maggie Strothman to Katie Johnson we saw earlier in the last game. I'd say they're probably about the same height. And, you know, we saw how dominant Johnson was for Donovan West, and now already we're seeing how dominant Maggie Strothman can be right here for the Axtell Eagles.
There's a push across there, front line. Axtell not fooled. Buffalo's on the other end, not fooled with that one. Send it across now with the spike attempt, but too strong by the Buffaloes, and the Eagles with a freebie there, so to speak, and it's now 4-2, and not just Maggie Strothman, but you've got Natalie Strothman as well, who's got good size up front, and joining him is Kylie Smith right now on the front lines, and there's a service error, which now makes it 4-3. Axtell and Onega here from Donovan West. Set number one and match number two tonight in this TVL try. Somehow not sure Axtell getting that one across, and they get the point. How about that finish? Looked like they were dead to rights, and I think the Buffaloes thought they had just won that point, but an A for efforts. The Eagles lead it 5-3.
Yeah, it's a great effort from all the Axtell Eagles, but Caitlin Detweiler, who is the one who is able to get the finish and send it over.
Here's Kylie Smith on the serve. DeChant sends it across. Now it's tapped back and forth on top of the net. And I think the Eagles get that point. They do. Again, the length of Maggie Strothman, kind of an issue there. And it's now 6-3. Kylie Smith now serving again. Spins it in the left and fires a line drive with the right. Buffaloes push it front and right. And there's the tap across. And nobody there after the dig by Kylie Smith, and a point for the Buffaloes, 6-4. Just a miscommunication on the front lines. Rotations with the Buffaloes now serving with Lauren Martin. A righty sends it across and into the net. That was the issue in their first set loss to Donovan West earlier tonight, the service errors, and that one giving Axtell now a 7-4 lead.
And when you get the opportunity to rally behind a general, you know, take it. Don't let it collapse.
Good serve. Buffalo's there defending it well. And defended and put down for the point. Defense there by Natalie Strothman. It's now 8-4.
They also end up there at that front line, Caitlin Detweiler.
So a double-up lead here for the Eagles in set number one, leading Onega 8-4. Donovan West already winning against the Buffaloes earlier tonight in a lazy spike attempt. Kind of a mistimed jump there by Fordham, and into the net it goes. It's now 9-4. It's an Axtell team that went 15-23 a year ago. Think about this. They have already matched their number of league wins already this year from what they had a year ago. So they are off to a very good start considering where they ended up a year ago. Chance to get over 500 here if they can beat the Buffaloes here tonight. Buffalo's on the attack, near side, there's the spike, well defended again. The length for the Eagles up front is right now a storyline, and what is now a 10-4 lead, make it four straight for Axtell.
Yeah, you mentioned the 500 record. This team hasn't been over 500 since 2016, the year this team went, and they won D2 classification in 1A volleyball.
Another ball into the net. Buffalo's a little bit of a slow start here, five straight. And seven of the last eight have gone to the Eagles. Now 11-4 their advantage here. As Malia Stahlbomber now with the libero jersey serving for Axtell. Buffaloes have it on the back line. Not much we have seen rally-wise. And another one pushed into the net by Fordham. And it's now 12-4. Axtell continuing to build. Good times if you're an Axtell Eagles fan. Of course, the football team going for the four-peat. They've looked dominant in 2 weeks, and right now, dominance continuing for the Eagles. 13-4. Buffaloes just kind of all over the place here in this first set.
We saw it in last matchup versus Donovan West. Onega just struggled to get things going in set number one, but set number two is when they settled in, so we'll see if that's a similar situation here.
They finally set one up and get it across, but Axtell there defending it well. They push it far side. There's the set, there's the spike, and there's the kill. Natalie Strothman buries it to make it 14-4.
Well, we've seen the greatness from both Maggie Strothman and now here Natalie Strothman, how both of them are up at that net, defending it well and also attacking it well.
The classic bump set spike and the kill there. Now with a 14-4 lead, and on cue right into the net goes Stahlbommer, and it stops the run. The service error makes it 14-5, but that was 8 straight points and a stretch of 10 of 11. And the Buffaloes give it right back with a service error of their own, and it's now 15-5. Now serving for Axtell, it will be Natalie Strothman. Right now in control are the Eagles. That one's going to be a service error. It went long. So 3 straight service errors. And it's now 15-6.
That's just something you've got to clean up. Axtell have had back-to-back service errors here. And obviously they've been able to go on some pretty good runs when they can get dominant behind the serve.
And there's an ace for the Buffaloes. And needing a jolt in the arm, and they got it there. DeChance with the ace there. 15-7. And 3 of the last 4 for the Buffaloes. Trying to claw their way back in it. Axtell front right, front middle. There's the set. Tap defended well and somehow batted across by the Eagles. Buffaloes now push one across. Axtell settles. They set it. They spike it. Dug up by DeChant. Now a battle at the net. Won by Buffaloes. Trying to get it back across, and they do. About to save the Eagles, but spoke too soon. There's the set. There's the spike. Another good diving effort to keep it alive was Hochstetler. Now Axtell, battle at the net, tipped around a couple times, a whistle, and I think the violation against Axtell. 15-8 now. Probably the best rally we've seen here in the first set.
And when we talked about the last matchup, when we talked about the best rallies, Onega's the one who came up with them, but the problem is that they'd have a great rally, and then they'd have a service error just like they just did.
So now 16-8 Axtell. This is Caitlin Detweiler to serve. The lefty sends it across, knuckleball style, pumped up in the air on the back line. Now pushed to the front, third try sent across. Axtell pushing it front, now front left. There's the set, spike well defended. Onega with the defense there. And Ringle helping out with that point, and it's 16-9. Well, when you think the Buffaloes are out of it, they put a little rally together. They're trying to claw back. 4 of the last 5 have gone to the team in the black jerseys. Far side of the floor, top of the net. Does it land in play? I believe it does not. And the Buffaloes get another. It is 16-10.
You know, it's unfortunate how great of a team this is when they're from behind. But, again, that's a complimentary to the team, is that they're able to, you know, look at that adversity and attack it straight on. They're doing a great job here, only down by 6.
Axtell pushing it to the far side. They have to get it across, and miscommunication on the front line. It should have been easily played there by Onega, but that somehow falls in for an Eagles point. It's now 17-10. This will be Costell to serve. Tall right-hander sends it across, dug up on the back line, pushed to the front left. There's the set, there's the spike, and there's the point for the Buffaloes. It was almost well defended, but the point for Lauren Martin, and it's now 17-11. So at one point it was 14-4, but the Buffaloes have won the last stretch here, just trying to stay around here. Strothman, there's the spike, and there's the kill. Maggie Strothman, front left to back left, and it's now 18-11. Strothman joined up on the front lines by Kylie Smith. This is McClellan, who will go back to serve, send it way to the back line. And I think we got a rotational call going against Onega here, and that's going to be a free point for the Eagles. And right now it's going to be 19-11.
Yeah, we saw something similar like that happen in the first game we had, but the coach actually corrected the referee and had things that had that boy revoked it here. And it looks like we're actually having another communication here between both the coaches, and this is actually the same situation that Onega had in game number 1.
Well, let's see if it's miscalled by the official and they take the point off the board. As of right now, it's showing 19-11. The Onega players are trying to state their case to the far side official in the turquoise blue shirt.
Well, that time they weren't able to get it overruled.
So it's 19-11 as McClellan will serve it again. Sends it across. Buffaloes, middle of the floor, now back line on a free ball, sending it across. Good save by the back line here for Axtell. And now just kind of settling it down, pushing it across. Now it's up front of the net for the Buffaloes. Now back across. Back line here for Axtell. Push front left. pushed across with the right hand. Nice job by Smith. But the Buffaloes are there for it. There's a set. There's a spike. Well defended. Eagles blocking it at the net. And Strothman again helping out. And it's 20-11.
Yeah, both Strothman and also Kylie Smith and their number six, the Astley Eagles. And I like the little crane after this is a little celebration move.
All right, the Buffaloes are going to have to put a rally together, tipped in the air. Axtell settles, front of the net. They want Strothman again, leaning back, and that one's defended by the Buffaloes. Abbott's a part of that front crew, and it's now 20-12. Good defense there. So the Buffaloes will get it back. And Jaden Abbott's again, the 5'6 senior. Will send it across. Miss hit on the back line, push to the front. Axtell underhanding it across on a freebie. Buffaloes, front, top of the net, tapped out, easy point for the Eagles that time. It was set up, it was the right idea, but it got over the net, and Kylie Smith just bats it down to make it 21-12.
Earlier, you know, in that little series that we had just then, Natalie Strathman had a really nice run up to the net, did make sure not to get under it, stopped her momentum when running forward, was able to send the free ball over for that point.
And there is a perfectly hit ace by Kylie Smith, and what I mean there is, it hits the top of the net, takes away the momentum and just drops right in front of the front line there for the Buffaloes. So now 22-12. If I was a volleyball player, I would try to hit the serve off the top of the net every single time. Probably tough to do. They set up Strothman, well defended by the Buffaloes. They have to send it across, and that one somehow finds its way inside the line. Good hit by Lauren Martin to make it 22-13. Buffaloes are down 9 here in set number 1. Axtell really, since it was 6-4, they went on a stretch where they scored 8 in a row, and they really haven't looked back since. And that one falls out of play, and that's going to be another point for the Buffaloes, 22-14. Back to serve, it's going to be Martin again. So we've seen spurts. We saw it with the Buffaloes against D. West, ultimately losing in 3 sets, but they're going to need one now. Strothman spikes it, batted into the air. Buffaloes controlling, front left. Little finesse shot. Eagles ready for it. Here's a set. Here's a spike. Tipped up in the air. Good job at the back line by DeChant. Now it's sent back across. Axtell communicating. There's the set. Lefty spike and down for 2. And by 2 meaning 1, it was Caitlin Detweiler. 23-14. Axtell closing in on a set 1 victory. They have scored, quick math in the head, 6 of the last 9. Another one right off the top of the net, but the Buffaloes dive to save it. Now back middle of the floor, have to hit it across on a 3rd try. Eagles push it front of the net. Oh, and a missed time jump by Detweiler. Taps the chest, says my bad on that one, and it's now 23-15.
An opportunity for Onega to come back again. It comes down to just serving the ball over.
Axtell pushing it front right, now front left, and it's tapped across with 2 hands. Diving efforts, and not there for the Buffaloes. Point for Costell, and it is now set point here for the Eagles at 24-15. A pretty good showing here for Axtell, trying to get above 500. They came in at 5-5. And there's a near ace, but the Buffaloes hang around here. There's the set, defended well, down on the net, hit to the back line, and the Buffaloes can't handle. And the Eagles do win set 1. It's 25-15, and that will take us to a timeout. So Axtell taking care of business against the Buffaloes in set 1. 25-15, the set 1 final. Set 2 action is coming your way next.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Tall Bomber Lumber and Hardware on Highway 36 in Seneca is having a huge 2-day Milwaukee sale, Tuesday, September 17th and Wednesday, September 18th, on select items inside the store. Tall Bomber's Milwaukee rep will have an in-store tool display and can answer any questions you may have. Make sure to sign up for multiple drawings and giveaways throughout the large 2-day Milwaukee sale, September 17th and September 18th, at Tall Bomber Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, wow, that was easy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Matchup number two here tonight at Donovan West, TBL Volleyball, Axtell 25-15 over the Buffaloes, and a pretty good showing. They got out to an early lead at 1.14-4 and just pretty much able to cruise along from there, and now a chance to sweep it here in set number two.
Yeah, it was a great set one for Axel versus Onega. At one point, we saw it being 6-4, and then at that point, it went to being 14-5 in a blink of an eye. And, you know, it's real surprising. We didn't even see any timeouts. It was just, you know, a continuation. Both teams just played it out, and, you know, they just kept fighting back and forth. We saw a couple of alternatives, but for the most part, we saw the Axel Eagles finding themselves in some good spurts and some good runs. It really all comes down to three main key players here: Maggie Strothman, number 42, number 21, Natalie Strothman, and then as well, number 12, Caitlin Detweiler, all from the Axel Eagles. They have been great contributors. Don't forget Audrey Coastal, who's also been able to do a lot of great stuff as well for the Eagles. For Onega's side, we've been seeing they can be consistent. Lily Weiser and also Abby Ringel, but we got to find a few more key players here from Buffalo that they want to get up here in set number two.
All right, here we go. Start of set number two. We have switched sides. Axtell now hitting from right to left. A stoppage of play. And I'm not sure if they got confused with the junior varsity whistle on the other side. And now the officials will huddle up here. Axtell cheering like they had received the first point, but unsure. We might actually maybe play this one over.
Well, if this did stand, this would be the fifth set that Onega has not scored on the first
So I think point. They will say it's good, and I think Axtell's going to get the point. Or not, maybe?
No, they're just going to reset here.
They're going to reset. Okay, never mind. Still zeros. We're going to try it again. Another serve by the Buffaloes. Axtell looking for a sweep here. Backside, there's the set. Good defense there up against the net. Axtell has to get it across, and they do. Buffalo's front right. They push it front left. Here's Weiser's spike. A diving effort saved by the Eagles. Buffalo's again will try it again with Weiser. Front left, tipped in the air. That time it's down. Boy, that was a heck of an effort. Not once, but twice by Kylie Smith. But ultimately, Weiser finishing that one off, and Onega has a 1-0 lead.
And that's Onega's first beginning point for a set on the night.
Axtell getting it back across. Buffaloes push it to the back left corner, but the Axtell Eagles now set it up front left. There's the spike, and deflected out of play, and the Eagles get that one. It was a good try by the back line for the Buffaloes, but 1-1 now our score. Just how we started the first set, 1-1. Now the Eagles will send back Detweiler. Throws it up with the right, sends it across with the left, and it's going to be an ace. Abbott's couldn't handle, and now 2-1. Back-to-back points here for Axtell.
Well, it was a nice, real low. It just kind of dented the top of the net, and those are kinds of serves that you want to see. Obviously, they're a little risky because an inch kind of deciphers if it's an error or not, but otherwise, great activity.
Yeah, good effort there by the front line for Axtell, and Buffaloes couldn't win that battle at the net. It's now 3-1. The Eagles trying to finish off a sweep here. 25-15, they win it in set number one, and now a violation is committed against the Buffaloes, and now it is 4-1. Detweiler again from right to left. Hits it across with the left hand. Buffaloes scrambling back line on a third try, and it's defended at the net, buried down by Costell. 5-1. Sometimes it's just set up perfectly for you, and all you got to do is finish it off. So five straight for the Eagles, and their lead is 5-1. And a little heavy on that serve into the net, and it's now 5-2.
Well, for Onega, when they played that first matchup versus Dauphin West, it was that set, too, that they were down 7-1 at the beginning. But like I said, they wound up winning 25-22 in set number two. Didn't win the matchup, but the set here, kind of a similar start.
There's a good bump there for Onega. Now we got a battle at the net, tipped around a couple of times, and ultimately falls, and the Eagles get the point. Detweiler with the finish.
Also
pinballing up and down.
Part of that pit crew up there, Audrey Coastal.
So 6-2, Axtell. Set number two, they won the first set, 25-15. Here is the serve, grazing the top of the net, but the Buffaloes play it right. Now a third try is sent across, diving effort back across. Buffaloes have it. They want front left. There's a lazy spike attempt, and now Strothman sends it across. Good diving effort there by Ringel to keep it alive, and now Deschamps sends it across. Good rally here. There's the fake. There's the spike, pushed up by Weiser. Buffalo's middle of the floor, get it back across. Now the Eagles want to set it up. Strothman back of the foot, gets it across, and now taps it down. And will they say it is a point for Axtell? It is. The whistle kind of confused me. I thought maybe they were going to get Strothman for being on top of the net, but that was not the case. It's now 7-2. So the Eagles here in control, early portions of set two. Buffalo's get it back across. Eagles now backwards on that set attempt, but up against the net, and Deschamps able to keep it alive, and a freebie sent across. Axtell wants to set it up again. Strothman spike off the top of the net. Weiser to her knees to keep it alive, but then a second push try is sent too long, and ultimately it is a point for Axtell. 8-2, now their lead.
Axtell in a nice little three-run spurt right here, trying to come away in set number two.
25-15, they won the first set. Lead set two here, 8-2, and it's going to be long. A service error there makes it now 8-3. And the Buffaloes get the serve back. It'll be Abbott's to do it. Serving from left to right. And swings the right hand through, and it's out. So another service error, now 9-3.
Right now, Weiser's going to come out for Onega, and then back will come the libero, Addison Deschamps.
McClellan sends it across, and it's going to be an ace. Point for Axtell. 10-3 their lead. I think we are in a point where we're maybe a point or two from Axtell away from maybe a timeout.
Like I said, there was no timeouts in set number one.
You are right.
Teams, they were very confident about playing that one out in its entirety.
McClellan again sends it across. Buffalo set one up. There's the spike, and it is down, I believe. So it is put down by Lauren Martin to make it 10-4. Onega gets the serve back. And it will be Martin, who just got the point, to do the serve here. Dribbles it twice. Sends a good one across, and it's going to be an ace. Boy, just grazing the top of the net with the line drive, and the first time that the Buffaloes have gone back-to-back, and they get within 10-5. So they will try it again as they try to creep their way back here. Early portions of set two. They need it to force a third here against Axtell. We'll have the Eagles and the Mustangs in our final matchup after the conclusion of this one. Eagles scrambling, and JV kind of in the way, and ultimately it goes down, and it's going to be 10-6.
That was a great effort there just to kind of, you know, open the sea and try to set that one back into play on your varsity side, but overall just, yeah, no point. It couldn't go to the Axtell way.
So again, three straights for the Buffaloes as they try to creep their way back in there. It's only 10-6, so still a long way to go. Fordham taps it across and finds it down in there, so the little finesse tap by Emerson Fordham, and now four straight for the Buffaloes, and I think you could call it the announcer curse. I said 10-3. We were a point away from maybe a timeout. Buffaloes rattle off four straight after that.
And that was what set number one was. We thought we were going to see a timeout, but we didn't. It's because, you know, Buffalo was able to come back in here and get things going for themselves, and they're going to continue that with the point.
They get another one. Five straight, now 10-8. right back to it. This is kind of how it played in their second set against Donovan West, in which they got down early, came back, ultimately wanted to force the third set, but Mustangs were able to win that third set. Tip down at the net, and again it's Emerson Fordham, and it's 10-9. Make it six straight for the Buffaloes, and Axtell wants to talk about it. The timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30. 10-9 here in set number two. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on KNZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Kirk, Crendon, Brandon with you here from Donovan West. We are in match number two and set number two. So Nega and Axtell right now a 10-9 Axtell lead, but out of the timeout, Buffalo's on a little bit of a momentum swing here. They have scored the last six. There's a set. There's a spike. Well defended. Out of play. The Buffaloes have tied it. Again, that was Abby Ringel.
And Onega is coming back from the same reason that they were able to come back and set number two for Stonathan West. It's their two front runners, Emerson Fordham and Abby Ringel.
There is a long serve, but Axtell keeps it alive. They push it front right. There's the tap up against the net. Multiple hits. And now a third try is spiked down. And I thought it was one extra hit, but I think they're going to give Axtell the point here. I think Onega's arguing that I think it went one extra hit.
Well, if that stands, they'll end a seven-point run.
And I think they will give it to Axtell. So the run does end, and the Eagles retake the lead now 11-10. There's the serve. Buffaloes push it to the front of the net. Here's the set. There's the spike off the top of the net. But the Eagles corral it. Now they set one up, and they put one down. And it was deflected and lands in play. So Axtell does get the point. So back-to-back for the Eagles, now 12-10 their lead.
And Ali Strothman was the one who forced that ricochet off the hand for the ball to come out of bounds.
So Smith continuing to serve. That's Kylie Smith, and she gets an ace. Momentum slowly swinging back to the Eagles' favor. They led it 10-4. Onega tied it at 10-10. Now three straight for Axtell. It's 13-10. Kylie Smith again spins it in the hand, sends it across with the right foot, way outside and out of play, and it's now 13-11 on the service air. Buffaloes get Weiser back in on the front lines as Force will serve and swings the right hand through it. Axtell pushing it front of the net, near side, lazy on the spike, but it finds its way inside the line for a point. That was Caitlin Detweiler who makes it 14-11. So after the run of seven straight by the Buffaloes, the Eagles have scored four of the last five. And this will be Stahlbomber to serve, the libero. And an ace deflected into the crowd. And now 15-11.
We're kind of seeing here what serving can do for you as a team. And Axtell, they're benefiting off of having two aces in the last 5 or 6 points that they've got earned.
So we will see some changes here for the Buffaloes. Malia Stahlbomber again continuing to serve. Eagles leading at 15-11 here in set two. There's the set. There's the spike. It was mishit and one of those ones where it's just teed up on the wrong side of the net. And it was Natalie Strothman who buried that one to make it 16-11.
Natalie Strothman, she's here on the near side, so she's left outside hitter position is what she's at in this game, and she's been dominating that spot.
And Stahlbomber a little long on that serve, so a error there makes it 16-12. Buffaloes down four. They get the serve back as DeChant will go back and serve. Spins it, fires it, line drive. Eagles push it front left. Here's the set. There's the spike. And it's bumped up nicely, and the Buffaloes get it back across. Eagles will try it again. Here is a leaning back spike attempt, and it finds it inside the line. It was Strothman again. That was Natalie who got the kill point there, and it's 17-12. just barely clipped the line and stayed in. So speaking of Natalie Strothman, she's back to serve. And casual with it. Buffaloes push it front. Now center. There's Weiser's spike. But dug up by Kylie Smith. Now Axtell's turn. Blocked at the net. Now sent back across. Buffaloes now on the attack. Left side set. Spike deflected and a point for Onega. Jaden Abbott, the senior, makes it 17-13. And quickly back in. Lauren Martin on the front line. 5'11 junior. And Ringel back to serve. Onega needing this one to force a third. They're down 17-13. Axtell won the first set 25-15. Axtell pushing it across, deflected, sent back across. Good save. Axtell again. There's the set. Defended again well. Stahlbommer front middle, leaning back, lazy on it, and it's out of play. Buffaloes again get within three back-to-back points, 17-14.
A lot of big credit there to Jaden Abbott, the 5'6 senior, who's the one who sent it over. It kind of looked like it was a lot of lazy pass back and forth play until she was the one to ignite the spark on that rally to send it back over and get the point.
Boy, Ringel was very close to an ace, but they call it out in that back right corner. So 18-14. The bench for Onega kind of jumped up saying that I thought that was inside the line, but they don't get the call. Now a battle at the net. It is won by Axtell. Down it goes, 19-14, back-to-back points, the lead is 5. A win for Axtell will get them above 500, they're 5-5. And a win here would move them to 4-2 in league play. Another battle at the net, a whistle. I think the violation against the Buffaloes, now 20-14.
Yeah, Abby Ringel just getting wrangled up in the net right there. Unfortunate error.
Good one. All right, here we go. Detweiler back to serve, a near ace. Good stop on the back line. Now the Buffaloes got to push it across. They do. Axtell sets it up, middle of the floor. There's the set. There's the spike. Bounced around a couple times, and down it goes into the bottom portions of the net. 21-14. So Onega got back to within 17-14, but the Eagles have rattled off four straight, and it's 21-14. Detweiler again, long on that one. 21-15 on the service air. So I would say here's your chance. Get yourself back in it. The Eagles are trying to sweep this one. But we have seen the Buffaloes battle back on numerous occasions throughout the night. There's a service error. That's not going to get it done. It might have been mishit by Weiser. It didn't sound quite clean off the hand. And it's now 22-15.
Well, I tried to be responsible for the, you know, commentator's jinx, but I was going to say, you know, big runs can happen for Onega if they cannot put the ball into the net.
Well, that's going to be another ace as it's hit out of play. Audrey Costell with that one, and it's 23-15. Eagles closing in on a set, or I should say a match point here. Can Costell finish it off? Good serve. And it's going to be an ace. Nobody there. Front left portion of the net, and down it goes, and it is now match point for the Eagles. 24-15, they lead it. They're trying to make quick work here of the Buffaloes. They won it 25-15 in set one, and now a chance to replicate that score. If the Eagles can get this last point, they will not. Goes into the net. Again, announcer jinx, man, I'm telling you.
It's been a lot of service errors tonight, and it's not just for Onega. It's been for, you know, both teams. But when you're Onega, you know, that error is more crucial to you because you're the one playing from behind. So it's a lot more important that you're able to get those serves over.
Well, the Buffaloes need a lot of points. And need to hold Axtell to zero. They do not. There's the final point. Aggie Strothman finishes it off for the Eagles as they are going to sweep Onega here in this second matchup. 25-16 is the set two score. Pair that with a 25-15 score in set number one. So match number two goes in a sweep. The Eagles win it, and we'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are People You Know, Care You Trust.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, in between the second and third matches here tonight at Donovan West, excited for the final one between Axtell and Donovan West. We'll send it to a break here momentarily as we get set for the Eagles and the Mustangs, but a pretty impressive showing here for Axtell as they send Onega home 0-2 tonight, but a straight set win for them in 25-15 and 25-16.
Yeah, we should have an exciting one up and coming, Axtell versus Donovan West. But, you know, we have to stick and talk about what just happened. And, you know, Axtell, they took Onega, as you mentioned, 25-15 and then 25-16 and set number two. So, in a way, we kind of saw the best and not really quite the worst, but not the best of play also from Onega in that second game. Because when you compare it to the first game they played against Donovan West in set number one and set number three, it was 25-12 finishes. But when you compare it to Axtell, they had a 25-15, 25-16 finish. I feel like they're comfortable. Their players are more comfortable up on the front. Of course, the best play of the night we saw from Onega was their win in set number two against Donovan West, which they won 25-22. They were able to compete. A lot of great players come from that team. Number 24, Emerson Fordham, number 26, Abby Ringel, and of course, Lily Weiser, number 10. All had some great play for the Buffaloes, but of course, the Axtell in the end came up with the victory. Natalie Stratham, Strathman, and then Maggie Strathman, all making great plays for the Eagles.
So again, Axtell defeating Onega 25-15, 25-16. So Onega finishing the try tonight 0-2, so they will head home with now a record of 5-8, and they are 0-6 in league play. And right now we'll see who sweeps this one tonight. A pair of 1-0s is Donovan West and Axtell here in about 9 minutes or so. But until then, we're going to send it back to the studio. We got a quick news and weather update for you. Kurt taking care of that, as always. We appreciate it very much. Then we'll come back and get you the final match of the night. A battle of 1-0s here in this try as Donovan West will take on Axtell. That's after a news and weather update here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.